You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. And that is the sound you'll be hearing this weekend at the Detroit Grand Prix, the race car screaming around the track on Belle Isle. And just about every year, the public dispute reemerges between backers of the race and the critics who do not want the race cars and the crowds on Belle Isle. Let's start with the executive president of the Penske Automotive Group and Penske Racing. He serves as chairman of the Chevrolet Detroit Belle Isle Grand Prix. Bud Danker, welcome to Stateside.
Thanks, Cindy. Good to be on Stateside. And you're right. We're just days away from the sound of world-class racing back in Detroit and on Belle Isle.
You know, before we get into what's going to be going on for 2018, let's talk a little Grand Prix history, particularly for the benefit of our listeners all over Michigan who may be fairly recent newcomers to Michigan. Now, I was at that very first Grand Prix in downtown Detroit, 1982. In fact, we watched from the unfinished Renaissance Center, Towers 5 and 6. The windows were open because it still wasn't finished.
Wow.
And we could hear the cars as well as see them. And it was Formula One cars. And the track, as those who were there remember, wove in and out of the area around, you know, Cobo, Ford Auditorium, and the newish Renaissance Center. Remind us, Bud, why and when the race wound up moving to Belle Isle.
Well, Formula One was downtown for a number of years, as you recall, the first few years of its inception in Detroit through the streets. And then, with the issues of just backing up commerce and taking a lot away from the business owners there, it moved to Belle Isle in the 1990s and was a great place for Belle Isle at the time. It wasn't run by us, run by other groups at the time, and Belle Isle needed some help back then, and it brought some prestige to Belle Isle at the time. But around 2001, the race went away again, and we brought it back after the Super Bowl in 2006, had it here for 2007 and 8, back on Belle Isle, because at that time, in 2006 and 7, the city was running Belle Isle Park. It needed a lot of help. It just didn't have the resources and funds to give it to it. It wasn't very clean, wasn't very updated, and upkeep. It was tough. So we went down there to help it out and get it back on its feet again. And fast forward now to 2018, it's come a long way.
When you think of the economic impact or the practical impact of the Grand Prix, what has it meant to Belle Isle?
First of all, when we brought it back in 06 after Super Bowl, Roger was the chairman of Super Bowl back then, if you remember the committee, and his vision was to continue to have big events in downtown Detroit. We are a sports haven state, but also our city loves sports also. And big events bring a lot of money to our area. We saw it with Super Bowl. We see it every year with the auto show. It's, a couple $100 million a year in the auto show. And the Grand Prix is no different. It brings people from all over the world to Detroit, showcases our city. And last year, the economic impact was about over $50 million of spending happened in our region during that weekend. So it's big dollars to our area. It means new tax infusions in our area as well. But importantly, we also bring a lot of employees that we hire that weekend also. There's over 1,000 people that are employed during that weekend on Belle Isle because of our race. So all those things bring economic impact to our area, and we're very proud of that beyond what we give to Belle Isle every year in terms of the updates and infrastructure improvements.
Yeah, give us an idea of that type of work that's been done on Belle Isle.
When we visited there the first time, it was in tough shape. The roads were in disrepair. The drainage, if you went along some of the roads sometimes, there's much water, it seemed like, on the roads as there were in some of the ponds. I remember driving in there first time and seeing Canadian geese swimming in the roadways after a rainstorm. It was no drainage. So we went in there and put a lot of new infrastructure in and things you don't see, below the surface of the ground. But also the Scott Fountain. The Scott Fountain, which is the iconic figure on Belle Isle, was not working when we first got onto Belle Isle in 06 and 07. And we got it working again. And lo and behold, after we went away from 2009, 10, and 11 with the recession, it didn't work again. So we came back in 2012. The Scott Fountain flows again. So we have put swing sets in there. We put play areas in there for kids. We fixed up a lot of the shelters where the reunions and the picnics are held. The casino, we put a couple $100,000 in the casino, which is where a lot of weddings are held. So on and on and on. And then 2 years ago, we lit up the footprint of Belle Isle, which is the MacArthur Bridge, with the help from Platinum Equity. We put all new LED lighting across the bridge. So those kind of improvements are everlasting and will continue long after we're off the island at the end of June.
It sounds as though what Penske Group's doing is being the catalyst and attracting partners.
We are. In fact, we have 74 sponsors this year, corporations that have said we want to be involved in the Grand Prix. And they're partners that bring down their customers and their employees. They also partner in us in bringing down a lot of education-focused initiatives around STEM. And we'll have hundreds of school kids from DPS down here again to show them what engineering about racing is, show them about speed, show them about physics and geometry and calculus, all things that our race teams use on an every week basis to make our cars go fast. These kids would never get the chance to see those kind of things. I hope that we spark 1, 2, 3, maybe 12, who knows, more kids to say, I want to be involved in science, I want to be involved in math and engineering, and it's because they learned it first here in Belle Isle with the Grand Prix race.
Now, how many people are you projecting will make it to Belle Isle through the race weekend to watch?
Well, we're comfortable with between 85 and 100,000. I mean, that's a real good number for us. Remember, we have to bus most people onto Belle Isle. They have to park downtown. We bus them in on luxury coaches and bus them back to their destination also downtown where they park. So that number is a great number for us. But you get beyond that, it's tough to manage. So we've had between 85 and 90 and 100,000 over the last several years. It's a great number. It's a lot of people over the course of 3 days. But our grandstands look good. They're packed. It looks great from the overhead shots that are broadcast around the world. And those shots of our riverfront between Windsor and Detroit and Belle Isle are just breathtaking. I mean, and you can't put a price on what kind of benefit that means to us in our city every year by having this event here.
Bud Denker, I'm sure you are very familiar with the point of view of people who point to the fact that Belle Isle is a public park, but the public's access to the park is hampered by the setup and the teardown for the Grand Prix, basically end of April till mid-June, and certainly hampered on the race weekend. What's your response to that?
Well, my response to it is there's certainly a balance you got to have, right? I mean, we've been responsive to people talking about this. I attend the meetings. I've listened to them as well. This year, in fact, we reduced our setup time by a week. In fact, since 2015, we reduced it by 15 days less. So there's going to be some impact, obviously, in terms of being able to stage an event like ours, you know, putting on an event that's safe for the fans and safe for the drivers. So we hear that. In fact, this year, we did not begin building out the walls around that surround the waterfront until the very last minute because we want to people have access to the waterfront, view the beautiful waterfront as well, too. And so we listened to them. In fact, we went to the point that for the daffodil luncheon this year, we kept our barriers and our fences away from these daffodils that were blooming at the time. So we listen to them, we hear them, but there's going to be a balance. And there's going to be some people that don't care anything about what I just said. They just want us off Belle Isle. But remember, it's 100,000 people that come down every year that want to be part of Belle Isle in the Grand Prix and 74 companies that are also part of it. So I view it as a balance and I view it as a listening, and we've done that.
Now, after this race, Bud, you've got to renegotiate your contract with the state of Michigan. Are there any big hurdles in that road to a new contract that you can see at this point?
Well, our goal is to have, you know, less disruption on the island, obviously. We've done that by one less week this year. Can we do another 1 week less next year? We're learning that right now to see if that's even possible. So we want to be good citizens at the same time. We want to continue to invest in Belle Isle. So I don't really see any big roadblocks in front of us with the DNR that will manage our contract. We also our partnership with the Belle Isle Conservancy as well. And, of course, they've raised now over almost $3 million by having the grand premiere on Belle Isle, which is the Friday evening, overlooks the beautiful Scott Fountain. And as a result of raising that $3 million, things like the aquarium are open free to the public year-round because of the money they raise at our events. So they all go hand in hand. The parties want us back again in the future. We just need to negotiate what's fair, what's right, how we can be less intrusive, but also have that balance. And I look forward to coming back to Belle Isle next year again.
Bud Denker, chairman of the Chevrolet Detroit Belle Isle Grand Prix. Bud, thanks so much for spending time with us on Stateside.
Thanks, Cindy, for having me on. Appreciate it.
And now we turn to Sandra Novacek, who's with the group Belle Isle Concern, which does not believe Belle Isle should be used for events like the Grand Prix or the Red Bull car races. She moderates a Facebook group called Belle Isle Park or Racetrack. Sandra, what are your main objections to having Grand Prix on Belle Isle?
Belle Isle is a park. It's not a racetrack. That is the main objection. It was designed to be a park, and it's been a park for over 100 years. The natural landscape is destroyed by the race. And so we've had 10 acres of concrete. We have widened concrete roads. We have disruption anywhere from 70 to 120 days out of the year. So 20% of the island is unavailable to the public who is supporting and funding the island. For 20% of the year, they're unable to use 20% of the island. And also, you know, this is the big year where the contract is expiring with the DNR for the race. And I'd like to remind everyone that the mission of the DNR is one that is supposed to protect and preserve the natural and cultural features of the island. And we don't believe that the Grand Prix race does that.
Have you seen, as the race has gone on through the years, are there impacts to nature and to wildlife that you can distinctly point to and believe they're from the Grand Prix?
We have actually asked the DNR if an environmental impact study has ever been done on the Grand Prix. Mm. And there is no indication that one has ever been done by the city or the DNR. We have asked the DNR if they would do one, and we have not received any positive response from them. We've asked for an independent study to be done because we're not experts either. So we have support from Detroit Audubon, from Michigan Audubon, from the Sierra Club, from the Michigan Historic Preservation Network, and many, many other people and organizations requesting the DNR to have an environmental impact study done by an independent consultant so we can actually find out what damage is being done. That is not really easy to see. It's a major flyway, a migratory flyway, you know, for birds. The obvious things are, you know, the concrete. It's a problem for drainage. It's an eyesore. It's a destruction of the natural landscape. Trees were torn down, you know, to put that up. You know, they say they can use it for parking during the rest of the year, but, you know, come on. The first thing you do when you drive in to the island is you see this huge parking lot. And, of course, now with the advent of the Pete Udolph Garden coming, you know, which is a real wonderful, and by the way, a really great way to get people to come to the island, you know, to see the work of an international gardener, person whose mission is to preserve the cultural landscape. That garden is going to be right next to the car race for 70 days per year and probably not going to be accessible. We really need to have a better study done of it, but, you know, the major things are, of course, the signage and the grandstands, the, you know, all those things that are put up. But that's 20% of the year, Cindy.
Yes.
You know?
I'm talking with Sandra Novacek, who is a critic, along with her group Belle Isle Concern, of having Grand Prix and Red Bull car races on Belle Isle. Now, the Penske team, a couple points they make, they say they've heard the criticism and they've trimmed back the setup time. Not enough?
No. Our stand is that the Grand Prix does not belong on Belle Isle, that Belle Isle is a park, it's not a racetrack. So cutting back is not acceptable. The race should be in another place.
The other point they make is when the city of Detroit was in such desperate financial straits that it couldn't keep the park maintained, that they went in and they made millions of dollars of improvements to Belle Isle, lighting and drainage systems and renovations and repairs to the Scott Fountain and the casino and the boat club. And there are people listening to us who will say, wasn't that a good thing?
Well, it's been really hard to get them to release the specifics of how that money was spent. But from what we can tell is a lot of that money was spent for improvements for the car race. Over $4 million for widening of the streets for the race. The 10-acre concrete paddock. They removed some things from the boathouse. I think it was the launches that were out there. But again, they were using that area for parking. So a lot of the things that they're putting money into are for their own advantage to promote their own race. They aren't necessarily improvements to help the public to be able to enjoy their park. And the other thing I would like to mention is that the DNR has put in over $30 million to make the improvements, and that's where the major money is coming from. And the DNR is us. It's the taxpayers. It's you and me. It's our tax dollars that have really made the major improvements on the island.
I know your group also deeply disagrees with the position. The organizers of the race say that when they say the Grand Prix generated some $58 million for Detroit last year, you don't agree with that?
No, we don't. Yet the Detroit City Council meeting, Grand Prix officials stated 75% of people that actually attend the race are from the Detroit metro area. Another 10% are from Canada. Okay, so that's 85% of the people. So that means that probably most of them are just driving in for the day. They're not staying overnight. They're eating at the race because the race is kind of self-contained. It has everything you need right there. just that alone makes it hard to believe that $58 million would be generated. Plus, you know, we have done some checking with consultants that have actually done this kind of evaluation of how much money is brought in. And those figures, been told by a reliable source, are exaggerated. And they were done by a company that was paid by the Grand Prix organization.
What do you say, Sandra, you and the group Belle Isle Concern, to the Michiganders who really look forward to going to the Grand Prix on Belle Isle, and their tax dollars are in there as well supporting Belle Isle? What do you say to them?
I say, great, I'm glad that you enjoy it. And our group is not against the Grand Prix. We're against the Grand Prix being on Belle Isle because it's defacing and destroying Belle Isle for what it was meant to be. So I understand their love for car racing, but I ask them to please think about, you know, what the race on the island is really going to do to the future of the island, and to please stop and think about that. The island was a park for many, many years before the Grand Prix even came. And I'd like to also, you know, mention that the Grand Prix actually started on the island in 1992. So, you know, there's all sorts of people out there saying, well, gee, you know, the Grand Prix has done so much to fix up the island. You know, they say, oh, it was a junk heap until the Grand Prix came along. I'd like to ask them, what happened between 1992 and now? I think that a lot of the enthusiasm and a lot of the things that people are seeing now is the convergence of many, many things. It's not just the Grand Prix. It's the convergence of, you know, some of the renewal in the city. It's the convergence of the DNR coming in and providing more funding, you know, to the island. It's the convergence of people becoming more excited, just the citizens becoming more excited and becoming more involved in it. It is not just the Grand Prix, and I don't think that it's right for them to be taking credit for that, you know, especially when there were so many years when they were on the island and nothing was happening. You know, the maximum, I think, attendance they've had for 3 days is 100,000 people. So 1 day is basically the attendance for a well-attended Detroit Tigers baseball game. Last year, over 4 million people went on Belle Isle. Only 60 to 100,000 people went to the island for the Grand Prix, but over 4 million went to the island to enjoy picnics, family reunions, you know, bicycling, walking, maybe going to the aquarium, all those things. They didn't go there for the Grand Prix.
Sandra Novacek is with the group Belle Isle Concern. Sandra, thanks for talking with us.
Oh, thank you so much. I really appreciate it.